when you're at home and you're watching it from home, you don't realise what does go on in the lead up to it. And it's kind of, we've been so busy all week, it's kind of slipped to the back of your mind, really, that we do have to go out and do the live shows, because you've just been having so much fun and you're so engrossed in it all. And it has been great fun all week, but no, the day is here now. So it's sad that the whole tour and the festival is coming to an end. But yeah, definitely looking forward to going out there tonight and having fun, hopefully.
And you mentioned that, and all we probably see is, we see what we see on television, but there's a whole, really, a week of activities that surrounds the Rose of Tralee.
Yeah, definitely. We've been so lucky now. We've completed so many different activities throughout the past week. We started off last Monday up in Barbertown Castle in Kildare, and we've done an array of activities. I suppose we've been in Mondello Park, we've done falconry, and we visited Temple Street, which was really touching as well. So it's so nice to see that you can give back to the people as well in this position, and the excitement that comes with it, and the reception you get from people has been so positive so far. So it's been a really nice experience so far.
And Megan, I mentioned to you off air there, I've seen pictures online, and there seems to be a large crowd have gathered in from Gertrude and the South Sligo region.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely travel in numbers anyway, but no, the support that I've received since becoming Sligo Rose has just been unbelievable, and the community have just got behind me, and I'm so grateful and thankful to all of them. And I know some of them have put in such an effort to come down and celebrate with us in Tralee the past number of days. So it's been so nice to see all their smiling faces. So mightn't be anyone left in the village tonight.